I guess first, talking a little bit about tonight's game, these guys are always physical.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, coming in to this arena that you're, things happen very quickly. And it's always a physical game. It's a tight game. If you're looking for time and space, you know, you're not going to find it in this Binghamton rink. So it was a game you have to be ready for, you know, both mentally and physically. And that's what we got tonight. And they're a good team.
How do you feel coming off of it? It was a little bit of a longer homestand, yeah. 8 games. How do you feel coming off of that and heading into an even longer road trip this time around?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously playing at home for 8 games, you know, you want to come out and be obviously above 500. I think we went 4-4. At home, you know, with an opportunity to go 5-3 there, and, you know, that was a little disappointing. But you know, now we have the opportunity to, you know, really have a good road trip here. Pretty much gone the whole month of December into January, so you know, you have to embrace that and be good on the road to be a playoff team.
How do you feel your season going so far? How are you feeling about your game?
Yeah, I feel like it's been good. It's been good. I think, you know, there's a little period, you know, for six or so, you know, a couple weekends and. Games there, you know, there's acclimating to a new organization, new team, and everyone's getting used to, you know, playing together. And you know, I think it's been a lot better, you know, last 10-15 games, and really finding more of a groove. So I think it's been a lot better as of late.
If you had to scout yourself, how would you describe yourself as a player?
I'm a hard-nosed, energetic player on the forecheck, and you know, try to provide that energy, but you know, also be reliable in my own end and on the penalty kill, and just trying to, you know, keep working on improving your game. So that's how I describe myself.
You did mention the team this year. How are you enjoying being on the St. John's Whitecaps?
Yeah, it's been good. We have obviously a younger team, and you know, so it's a new role for me to be a kind of like an older guy on a younger team. So I think you know, it's. Still have some things to work out, as every team does, you know, at this point in the season. But you know, I think we're working towards, you know, finding our true identity and becoming that team we need to be down the stretch to be a playoff team.
You find yourself in that mentoring role a little bit here.
A little bit more so than I have been in the past. I said, you know, within one summer, you went from being, you know, like younger guy, middle of pack type of guy to like feeling a little bit old on this team. But it's good. We have a lot of young guys, a lot of energy. And it's been good so far.
Excellent. And how's life in St. John's?
Life in St. John's is awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a unique place. I always say that. Even when I was with, you know, Wilkes-Barre and playing up there, I always say it was like one of the most unique places hockey's taken me. And it's been a lot of fun with these guys to play up there. And you know, and the fans love it up there. And it's a hockey town. And it's just it's been pretty cool.